Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Caroline, and today we're going to count down the best 15 rom-coms or romantic comedy movies of the past 10 years. And now I know when I think about the past 10 years, I, for some reason, get it into my head that the 90s were in the past 10 years, which for whatever reason is not true anymore. So the past 10 years in this case is from 2005 to 2015. Okay, so without further ado, I'm going to introduce number 15. We're going to count backwards and build the tension a little bit. I'm going to give you a description of each movie and a reason why I picked it. So here we go. Number 15 is Just Like Heaven, which premiered in 2005. The main stars are Reese Witherspoon and Mark Ruffalo, who are just beautiful human beings, and I can't get enough of them. There were a lot of movies on this list that I wanted to include, but this one was taking the place of one that I couldn't include as it premiered a little bit too long ago. But, yeah, so Just Like Heaven is one of the movies, it's the last one on my list, which the basic plot of the movie is that this girl, she is a doctor and she dies in a car accident, and then a man moves into her house, who is Mark Ruffalo, and he moves into her house, into her apartment, and then she still thinks she's alive and that she's living in the apartment, and so they basically create this relationship between the two of them, and it's a beautiful, beautiful romantic comedy, very funny, very sweet. They end up together, obviously, but we all knew that that was going to happen as it's a romantic comedy, and they wouldn't have anybody end up separate. So, yeah, so I picked this one because I love Mark Ruffalo. I love Reese Witherspoon. So they're two of my favorite actresses. And I just think that the movie was really fun. It was quirky. It was a different type of story than how we normally heard the same story. I mean, it is kind of like, you know, star-crossed lovers in a way, but it's not so obviously so, and it was something I hadn't seen before. So that was why it was number 15. Okay, moving on. Number 14 is The Ugly Truth, which premiered in 2009, which stars Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler, who are, again, amazing, amazing human beings. I love them. I love all of their movies. Gerard Butler is bae, literally. He's definitely high up there on that list. Between the facial hair and the accent and the fact that he was Phantom of the Opera, he was Phantom. It's glorious. It's a glorious mix of things. So he's one of my favorite, and Katherine Heigl is just so funny for no reason. I can't think of a reason why I think she's so funny, but she is. It's like a dry, you don't expect it to come from somebody like her. She looks like she's very, you know, like she has a sick upper butt, but then you hear her talking, you're like, wait, you're actually so funny. So that's why this one was my favorite. Also, the plot is basically this girl who runs a television company, a broadcasting company, is about to lose her job because the company is going down so quickly, and they hire this person to come in and do a segment on the TV show that really builds their ratings. And these two people couldn't be more opposite. She's very straight-laced. She's very business-oriented, and he is not. He's very crazy and ridiculous, and the things he says are wildly inappropriate. And so they fall for each other, and it's a beautiful, beautiful ending and a hilarious time throughout the entire thing. So that was why that was number 14. Number 13 is The Wedding Date, which premiered in 2005 and features Deborah Messing from Will and Grace, who I just love. And basically the movie was that she had to go back to her family's house and go to her little sister's wedding. And she was upset that she didn't have anybody, and everybody was saying, oh, you know, when are you going to get a boyfriend? As most people who listen to this show probably know that that's what your family says. And so she hired this man to pretend to be her boyfriend while they were at the wedding. And then they fall for each other, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful story. So I picked this one to be number 13 because I love Deborah Messing and because I like the idea of hiring somebody to be your boyfriend and then actually falling for them. I don't know. I always thought that was a sweet idea, even though that's probably not what happens in real life, obviously, and that's not how anything goes. But it was a really good one. It's been my favorite for a very long time. I watch it probably once a year, so that's why it's on the list. Okay, number 12 is Bridesmaids, which came out in 2011, was more comedy than romance, but still very high on the list. All of the people in this movie are hilarious, and the romantic part is just so sweet, and I wish that that was my life. So basically, this girl and her best friend is getting married, and she's a little bit upset by it, and so her best friend has this bridesmaid that wants to control everything and isn't her. So it's really more of a friend story now that I'm telling you the plot. But it does have a romantic side, and it is just so hilariously funny the entire way through. So everybody should go watch that one. Okay, moving right along. Number 11 is Just Friends from 2005. And this movie has Ryan Reynolds in it, and he wears a fat suit. So automatically everybody should be running to their Netflix account to go watch this. I would have said Blockbuster, but that's gone. That's not a thing anymore. Wow, okay. Yeah, so Just Friends is a very funny movie. These people have been, it's Ryan Reynolds and another girl whose name I am losing at the moment, but they've been friends since high school. He's always had a crush on her. She's never reciprocated. They've always just been friends, which is where the title comes from, obviously. And then years later, he is a ladies' man and a womanizer, and he's very successful, and he sees her. He goes home for Christmas, and he sees her, and he just falls right back in love with her like it never stopped. And it's a beautiful story, and it's hilarious to see Ryan Reynolds in a fat suit, especially because you have a perfect comparison of him if he was fat, which he's so not, and him beautifully lean and muscular. So I love it. Okay, number 10 is Leap Year, which was released in 2010, which features just, it's the best. And it's basically the story of this girl whose husband is, or whose boyfriend is supposed to propose to her, but hasn't proposed to her. And so she decides that on Leap Year, he's on a business trip to Ireland. So for Leap Year, she's going to go and she's going to propose to him, which is the typical Irish tradition on Leap Year. And she goes through this entirely long journey of trying to find her boyfriend and trying to get to Ireland, to get to Dublin. And she meets this guy along the way who helps her get there, and they fall for each other. And it's beautiful, and it's hilarious, and accents and just beautiful Irish men. I can't handle it. So I love it. I love watching it. I watch it a lot. It's actually on Netflix right now, so you can still watch it for free. On Netflix for now until they take it off eventually to put something else on. And so, yeah, go watch that one. That one's good, too. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then when we come back, we'll go from 9 to 1 in descending order, obviously. And it's going to be great. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, welcome back. So we're going to go, we just did top 15 movies from the past 10 years. We just did 15 to 10, and we're going to keep on going, keep on trucking until we get to number one. So here we go. Number 9 is The Proposal, which is beautiful, and Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds and hilarious people, and Betty White, who is hilarious and beautiful, a beautiful human. So it's a very funny movie. Basically, this boss is very high-strung, and she's from Canada, and she is being deported and says that her and her assistant, who is Ryan Reynolds, are actually engaged so that she won't be deported and they're going to get married. But that means that she has to go home to his family, and he lives in Alaska. So it's a long journey, and over the course of the time, she falls in love with him, obviously, because it's Ryan Reynolds, and how can you avoid it? And she falls in love with his family, because who wouldn't fall in love with Betty White as your grandmother? Oh, my God, I would kill for Betty White to be my grandmother. she's so much fun, and the movie is a ton of fun. So That is why it is number 9. Moving right along, we're going to go straight to number 8, which is Trainwreck, which actually just premiered this year in 2015, and it is hilarious with Amy Schumer. I love her so much. I don't think that there's ever been a comedian who I related to more than Amy Schumer, so she's great and brilliant. I love her. And basically, the movie is that this dad has told his two daughters for their entire life that monogamy is not realistic, which is almost a direct quote from the movie. And so now she's an adult, and she's going through this string of one-night stands and boyfriends, and she can't really seem to get her shit together. And then she meets this doctor based on her work, and he convinces her that her ways are over because he's here to fix it, to make it all better. So it's hilarious and sad and funny, and it's the perfect movie. So that is why it is number 8. Okay, number 7, She's the Man from 2006. It doesn't get better than classic Amanda Bynes. She's hilarious. This was before all of her incidents had happened, and she was still going very strong in her movie making, and she's so funny. Between Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum, it doesn't get better. You have something beautiful to stare at while you watch this movie. It's actually loosely based off of a Shakespeare play, so you have that to look forward to, and it is so funny. Basically, this girl, she wants to go to play soccer at this private school, and they won't let her on the team, so she pretends to be a boy to get onto the guys' team. Her girls' team got cut. She pretends to be a boy, and obviously she's the best player on the team now, so there's that. And then eventually Channing Tatum, who's the guy who trains her, falls in love with her because she's Amanda Bynes, and she's hilarious, and she's funny. And then she says that she's a girl. So it's a great movie. It's very funny. It's just perfect. I love it. Ugh, I watch it a lot. It reminds me of being young, as I was in 2006. Okay. Number 6 is Killers, featuring Katherine Heigl and Ashton Kutcher, both of whom are gorgeous and are the perfect couple. Basically, this guy is a private spy, and he quits his job to be with Katherine Heigl, and he wants to just have a normal life, but you can't get away from being a spy. So, of course, it all comes back to haunt him, and Katherine Heigl gets just thrown right into the middle of it, and they're forced to go and fight and be spies together, and it's beautiful and amazing, and I love it. So everybody should go watch Killers, which came out in 2010, by the way. I don't remember if I mentioned that, but 2010 was a good year, so it was a good movie. It was definitely up there, which is why I marked it at number 6. So now we're going to listen to a song by, again, my friend Jen, whose links are in the description of this episode. She has a SoundCloud, a Facebook, an Instagram, basically anything you could hope for. So listen and enjoy her song, and when we get back, we'll go from 5 to 1.
You don't want anyone to see.
Okay, that was Jen. Again, she's amazing, and her links are all in the description of this episode. So go check out her other songs, and yeah, stay tuned. We'll have more of her pretty much for the next couple of episodes, so we'll definitely get a taste of her music. It's beautiful. Okay, so we're getting back into it. We've been over from teen to six in our countdown of the top 15 rom-coms of the last 10 years. So now we're going to go right into five, which we're getting up there. We're getting close to one, so get ready, guys. Okay, so number five is Easy A, which is from 2010, and this is very close to the top, as you can tell. Number five is close. So it's a very good movie. It has Emma Stone. It's great. Basically, this girl pretends to be what one might call a slut, and but she's only pretending. She's not really being it, and the guy that she's always had a crush on believes her and falls in love with her, and it's amazing, and it's beautiful, and it's hilarious because Emma Stone is one of the funniest people on earth, so get ready for that. Easy A is a very funny movie, which explains why it's number five, because when I first watched it for the first time, I could not stop laughing for the entirety of the film. And I sometimes watch it just to have a good laugh. If I'm having a bad day, I like to sit and just watch it, or even just pick out my favorite scenes and just watch those too. So, yeah, check it out. Four is What Happens in Vegas from 2008, which has Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz in it, both of who are completely hilarious. I love Cameron Diaz almost as much as I love Reese Witherspoon, so I don't know what more I could say about the movie, but it's perfect. So basically, these two groups of people, one's a group of guys, one's a group of girls, and they both go to Vegas for whatever reason. They got dumped or they lost their job, whatever it is. They both go to Vegas, and they get put into the same hotel room, so they have met each other, and then they end up going out that night together, and basically, they end up getting married. And when they get back to try and get a divorce, the court won't grant them a divorce, so they have to move in together and live together and try to work it out. So it's hilarious, funny. Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz are beautiful human beings who I wish I was friends with because they seem awesome. So everybody should go check out that movie. It's beautiful. What Happens in Vegas, number four. Okay, number three is What's Your Number?, which came out in 2011 and has Anna Faris in it, who is, again, a beautiful specimen, and Chris Evans, who might be one of the most beautiful guys I've ever seen. So everybody should watch it just for those two alone. But if you want a little bit more of a description, basically this girl reads this magazine that says most people don't go past 20 partners in their entire life, and she tallies up the amount of people she's slept with, and it's at like 19, and so she doesn't want to go past it. And then she ends up at a bachelor party for her sister and sleeps with someone else. So now she has to go back through and try and find all of the other people she slept with because she doesn't want to go over 20. So she's thinking maybe she can reuse some people from her past. And she hires / just asks her neighbor to help her with that, who happens to be Chris Evans, the gorgeous specimen that he is. She asks him to help her, and they go on this journey to try and find all these men, and yeah, it's a beautiful story. It's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. He's beautiful, so go watch it. It's definitely worth your time, for sure. 2011, that was What's Your Number? Number three. Number two is Walk of Shame, which came out in 2014. This has Elizabeth Banks in it, which nobody needs more than Elizabeth Banks to watch a movie because she's perfect, and she's hilarious, and I can't get enough of her comedy. It's beautiful. So basically, this girl goes to get in. She's a news anchor, and she has this big promotion coming up, but she loses the promotion, so she decides with her friends that she's going to go out for a night of fun, and she ends up sleeping with the bartender, and then the next day her boss calls her and says, you got to come in because you got the call for the offer, for the new job offer. And so she goes through this entire walk of shame back to her job to try and make it so that she can get this part, and it's a beautiful, long, hilarious story. Yeah, definitely leave comments on the page if you like that one, because it is very high on my list. As you can tell, it's number two. It doesn't get better than number two, except for number one. So let's talk about that one. Number one on the top 10, the top 15 rom-coms of the last 10 years, for me, in my personal opinion, I'm not trying to offend anybody by saying this, but in my personal opinion, number one is 27 Dresses, which came out in 2008 and has James Marsden and Katherine Heigl, like, which was like the first comedy she ever did, I feel like, because I don't remember anything else of hers being funny except for like Knocked Up, which was funny but in like a gross way. So 27 Dresses is my number one because I love the idea that she just wanted to just be part of her friends' weddings, and she worked so hard for them, and she kept all the dresses, and she was a bridesmaid 27 times, and now her sister was getting married, and she couldn't say no. She was just such a nice person, and I know a couple people who are just too nice for words, so I really related to that. So yeah, she wanted to be, she was going to be her sister's maid of honor, and her sister just kind of ticked her off a little too hard, and so yeah, she had, it's such a good story. The character James Marsden plays writes an article in his newspaper about her sister's wedding, and they have to go on this adventure together and find things out about her sister, and he ends up writing the story about her having the 27 bridesmaids dresses in her closet, and he kind of frees her a little bit. So it's a beautiful story. It's a hilarious movie. I've seen it countless times. I can't even tell you how many times I've watched this movie. So everybody run out and buy a copy of 27 Dresses. Don't even worry if you haven't seen it yet. Just go buy it. I promise you it's worth it. And it's, yeah, it's a beautiful story. So it came out in 2008. It's my number one top movie of the last 10 years for rom-coms, and it's 27 Dresses. So we went from Just Like Heaven in 2005 to 27 Dresses in 2008, which doesn't seem like a long time period, but we did have a couple other years in there. So I have some stats for you about how my movies ranked based on years. In 2005, we had three movies on the list. 2006 only had one. 2007 had zero. 2008 had two, 2009 had two, 2010 had three, because like I said, that was a really good year for movies. 2011 had two, 2012 and 2013 both had zero. They weren't so good on the rom-coms that year. I think they were better at the action movies that year, those years. And then 2014, 2015 both had one, but we're not over. We're not done with 2015 yet. We're getting very, very close. We're in the home stretch of November and of 2015, but we're not there yet, so there could be something good in the works. But yeah, so that was my top 15 of the last 10 years, romantic comedy. So if you liked this episode, please go and like our Facebook page at facebook.com/collegegirlweekly, and we have an Instagram, which is college.girl.weekly, and we have a Twitter at collegegirlweek. And, yeah, we have a Tumblr, which is college-girl-weekly.tumblr.com, all of which are in the description of this episode. So go and enjoy and watch these movies, because I promise you they are worth watching, and they're worth an entire day, especially on a rainy day like it is today, at least in upstate New York. So go and watch these movies, and, yeah, comment on our Facebook page. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.